This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Polling is underway for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand amidst tight security arrangements. Voting is being held in 43 constituencies spread over 15 districts today. It will conclude at 5 in the evening, except at 9:50 sensitive booths in 31 constituencies, where polling will be concluded by 4 p.m. Over 1 crore 37 lakh electorates will decide political fortune of 683 candidates, including 73 women. The Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar has appealed to the electorates to cast their vote fearlessly. Voting for the by-polls in 31 assembly constituencies across 10 states and Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala is also being held today. These include 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 in Bihar, 3 seats in Karnataka and 2 in Madhya Pradesh. Besides, assembly by-polls are also taking place for 1 seat each in Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Meghalaya. Polling began on a brisk note in Kerala this morning, where by-polls are taking place in the Wayanad Lok Sabha seat and Challakara reserved constituencies. A large number of voters were seen queuing up to exercise their franchise in several booths in both the constituencies much before polling began. The Wayanad Lok Sabha constituency is witnessing a high-profile contest, with Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi making her electoral debut under the UDF banner. She is being challenged by Satyan Mukheri of the LDF and Navya Haridas of the NDA. 16 candidates are in the fray, which has 14,71,742 voters. Voting is underway for the by-polls on 7 assembly seats in Rajasthan. 69 candidates are in fray on all 7 seats in the by-elections. There are more than 19 lakh voters in the by-election who will decide the fate of the candidates. Apart from BJP Congress, the reputation of the big leaders of RLP, BAP is also at stake. More than 9,000 security personnel of CAPF, RAC, Rajasthan Police and Home Guards are handling the law and order. Campaigning has intensified in Maharashtra and leaders across political parties are campaigning in various parts of the state to garner support of the electorate. The polling for 288 constituencies of Maharashtra Legislative Assembly and by-polls for the Nanded Lok Sabha seat will be held on 20th of November. The counting is scheduled for 23rd November. Union Minister and Senior BJP leader Amit Shah is going to address rallies in Dhule, Jalgaon and Parbhani. BJP President J.P. Nadda will be canvassing in Mumbai and Ahilya Nagar. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari will be campaigning in various constituencies in Chandrapur and Nagpur. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will be campaigning in Latur and Solapur. Chief Minister of Telangana Revanth Reddy will be campaigning in Mumbai. Deputy Chief Minister of Rajasthan Sachin Pilot will be campaigning in Chandrapur, Wardha and Mumbai. NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar will be campaigning in favour of MVA candidates in Pune, Nashik and Ahilyanagar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Darbhanga, Bihar today and inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 12,000 crore rupees in the state. In a major boost to health infrastructure in the region, Prime Minister Modi will lay the foundation stone of AIIMS Darbhanga worth over 1,260 crore rupees. It will have a super speciality hospital, an Ayush block, a medical college, a nursing college, night shelter and residential facilities, among others. The year 2024 is on track to be the warmest year on record after an extended streak of exceptionally high monthly global mean temperatures, a report released by the World Meteorological Organization during the ongoing session of the Conference of Paris COP29 said. This adding that the ambitions of the Paris Agreement are in great peril. The Paris Agreement aims to keep the long-term global average surface temperature increased to well below 2 degrees above pre-industrial levels and pursue efforts to limit the warming to 1.5 degrees. In squash, India's Joshna Chinnappa has advanced to the women's singles quarterfinals of the Monte Carlo Classic 2024 in Monaco. The 38-year-old Indian defeated the 4th-seeded Melissa Alves of France 3-2 in a fiercely fought pre-quarterfinal last evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.